And now from Sin City, the hottest sports betting show in the nation, Friday Night Locks. With your hosts, the betting pros, Justin and Jason. So get suited up, grab a drink, and enjoy the show.
Welcome, pro football bettors. If it's Friday, it's FNL. On tonight's episode, we break down all the games Santa wants to bet for week 16 in the NFL regular season. What's up, T? What's up, Jay? I see you guys are in a very holiday mood over there.
Oh, oh, oh. Oh my God. I've got a belly full of jelly.
But it's also a mess. Turn to the side. Okay. Show them it's a mess.
COVID's everywhere, y'all.
You know what? It's responsible and festive.
There you go.
COVID's everywhere, y'all.
But more importantly, look at you and your background. What's up with you?
I am in Mexico. I am on vacation with my brother, my sister, all of our families sharing a house here. And the weather's warm. The ocean's awesome. And it's a great way to celebrate the holidays.
Looks fantastic.
So you don't want to know how cold it is in Vegas?
Okay, give me the weather in Vegas.
I don't know.
48 right now.
29 at night, 45, 48 during the
and
day.
It's about 5 o'clock p.m.
Yeah.
Is it warm enough to beat the Broncos?
I feel like I'm in Mile High. Or whatever they call it these days. I'm from California. These winters are no joke. I mean, I know I'm not in Chicago or Green Bay. Stop, y'all. But a little chilly for JJ. The penguin.
You guys look like you're warm and toasty. You ready to talk some pigskin? Let's get right to it. Let's not delay. The entire universe got blown up with COVID last week.
Still happening.
We were no good for nothing.
We were no good for nothing. 17 line changes in the Cleveland game alone. So I'm not going to dwell on all of the craziness that COVID brought to every bettor, not just us. But I will say one bright spot, because let's focus on the positive. Yet another teaser. Winner, winner, winner.
Man, if we could just, if there was a teaser contest in Vegas. Hey, Derek.
You know what? That actually is not a half bad idea at all. I mean, that's a fun idea.
You could do a teaser survival. I mean, I don't know. You could do both. You could do a teaser millions, like throughout, best record, like Circa. Or you could do a teaser survival, dude. You're bounced.
I like it. Would Derek Stevens give us three hats?
I was just going to say that. Oh, my God.
Yeah, we need three now.
How many hats would we get?
Well, we're going to need four soon. We're going to need four, buddy.
Do you have an announcement to make on the pod tonight?
Kind of a little late, but I'm expecting. So I am about 8 months and a week pregnant. So very, very pregnant on this side of things, but still enjoying it, having fun, but. We are definitely, there's going to be some crying on the other end here in about a month.
Yeah, for sure. So beautiful. And for all of our listeners or Jason's mom and Tanya's sister, John, and Fanuch, she's killing it. She's not feeling the hottest. And every week she does it because she loves FNL. And so here we are. And, you look great, babe.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
That is a real testament to actually have the strength to do this ridiculous football pod every week. And Carrie, I assume if it's a girl or a boy, we're going to call it Lamar, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. I just want to get that straight.
We're thinking Baker, Aaron, Rodgers, D.
That's strong. That's strong. I like that.
Stop. Okay. Well, we're excited, but let's get into this week's episode. Let's hear it.
The only thing more fun than watching football is betting on it. Ready to make some cash? Gentlemen, lock it up.
Okay, guys. Bills, Patriots, part deuce. Wow. December 6th, these two teams played on Monday Night Football. They did not disappoint. Dude, New England ran the ball 46 times.
Correct.
They threw the ball three times.
Oh, three times.
That's not one. That's three times. and they absolutely the Bills knew exactly what they were doing. Like Bill Belichick might be like, I might do this. I might shake and bake here. He didn't do that. He said, run, 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 run. And they knew he was going to do it. And they said, well, maybe he's going to pass now. run, run, run. So after a while, you have to start saying, okay, he's not fucking around. Let's just run. And they couldn't stop it. Damian Harris went crazy up the gut for 64, right up the middle. Touchdown, tuggy, tuggy. 111 yards on 10 carries. Mac Jones threw for like 9 yards, like ridiculous. Josh Allen got shut down. What's more impressive to me was the D, though, dude. Like the New England D, even like on top of that whole thing, they knew what they had to do on their mm-hmm. end because of the game plan. Josh Allen threw for 145 yards.
Terrible.
15 for 30. That's 50% in case terrible. You're doing the math. 2 sacks. He threw a TD late, like, you know, when it was already all said and done right before halftime. He was the leading rusher in the game with 39 yards rushing. Singletary had 36 or something like. Dude, it was 99 yards total rushing for Buff. And the receivers didn't fare much better. The leading receiver was Stephon Diggs. He had like 50 yards. So we know what the Pats are going to do. Mm-hmm. We never thought that this game was going to matter last year when this was on the schedule on Monday Night Football. We thought Bills going to the Super Bowl.
Right.
Pats are rebuilding with Mac Jones, the Rook, whatever. Number one in the AFC, dude. And in their division over Buff. Big, big, huge win. And so, like, what do they do now? What does McDermott do now? Now they're going into Foxborough.
Mm-hmm.
14-10 in Buffalo. Same weather, like, whatever. You know, snow is snow.
Yeah.
What are they going to do this time? Honestly, dude. These two teams are very well coached, so they're both like COVID-free, knock on wood.
Yep.
So for all intents and purposes, hopefully healthy. But like, what is the game plan? Is Bill Belichick going to just run, run, run again? Because McDermott's ready for that. But then McDermott's like, Mac Jones threw for 300 yards last week against the Colts. He threw the ball
probably all 50 in the second
times.
Half.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they were chasing, but he threw for 300 yards, 26 for 45. So... like, what are they going to do different? I know that New England made a living off of, like, Gronk and all the tight ends and the big guys. Maybe they should start enforcing that a little more. They got Hunter Henry. They got great tight end. They don't have the receivers. When you need New England to go down the field like they did against the Colts, they couldn't. So that scares me a little. Mac Jones has been playing exceptional. He's probably rookie of the year. But I have a fear here. I'm not going to get all like loud and boisterous and bombastic and say the Bills and because, dude, I don't know anything anymore. This COVID thing is crazy. So I like the Bills here.
Right.
In a get right spot. 1-1. What do you think? I like the Bills.
I appreciate your honesty that with all of the COVID, it's really hard to plant your flag. But I do believe that two great teams, it's rare that one team sweeps.
Right.
So just the law of averages, take the Bills, take the points.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the right side. I like your handicap. I know where you're coming from. And you're just saying, hey, if half the team ends up on the fucking COVID list, this pick, you know, tread with caution like everything else. I mean, I just read today, the coach of the Jets, the coach of the Eagles, they're on COVID.
Yep.
So things change hour by hour right now. But I think if this holds and you get to the window on Sunday, I like your pick of the Bills.
Yeah, just why not, you know, right? I mean, it's like the Pats won in Buff, get a little revenge factor here.
You know what else is cool? The Bills are fucking desperate.
Yeah.
And desperate teams, like, that's what you want to bet on. You want to bet on a team that's fighting for their life.
I like McDermott. I think he's a great coach. I do think that this year he's been outcoached a few times, though.
Sure.
I feel like run when you pass, pass when you run. That goal line stance against Tennessee. You know, like there's little things that they could have done differently and their record might be different. Belichick is the king, the king of the hoodie. But man, Buffalo is more desperate, I feel like, than New England here. I think New England is a great football team. I think their defense is dope. I just think Josh Allen might be a little too much this time. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to knock on wood, COVID, lock it up. Give me the Bills.
Like it.
Okay, Jason, the COVID-riddled Browns take their talents to the frozen tundra.
Yikes.
Can this MASH unit hang with the discount double check and that bad man? What do you see here?
I see a stat that should terrify you. And by you, I mean Jay. And by Jay, I mean people who consistently refuse to see Baker for who he really is. Having said that, Green Bay is 6-0 ATS in their last six games at home. Cleveland has no answer for Aaron Rodgers. And I will borrow from you, Jay, when you told me last week, Green Bay's fighting for the number one spot. I love that. I love the motivation that sometimes you say a sentence and I can hang my hat on that sentence. This week, they're fighting not only for the top spot, but the top spot to decide, does the whole playoffs go through Lambeau?
Mm-hmm.
It's so hard to play in Lambeau.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers and his goddamn 10th toe that he refuses to cut off like Ronnie Lott. We don't need to go into that.
He should cut it off.
He's on a mission. Green Bay is 11-2 ATS this year. They didn't cover last week. We know that. Chances are they'll probably cover this week.
Right.
They're going to rub Cleveland's face in it. Cleveland's been 4 days. 4 days. That's what did they play on Tuesday? Now they got to play Aaron Rodgers at home?
That's the kicker. Is that Christmas? That's the day before. That's Saturday,
that's
right?
That's a Saturday game. Yeah, it's Christmas.
That's the kicker. That is the kicker.
Aaron Rodgers is going to come to your house. He's going to borrow your fucking mask and your hat, and he's going to open all your presents and celebrate because right now this line is at 7.5. It'll be 9 by
9.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So nine. Let's not overthink this. I'm not going to bombard you with a bunch of stats. Take Aaron Rodgers at home to secure the top spot. I think Cleveland is playing on fumes. And I think this, by the way,
they were 11-5 last year. Stefanski was coach of the year. They're 8. They were like 6. Like they maybe were going to be 8-8 or that. It's their 6-8 now. It's done. Banged up injuries. There's a lot of injuries in the NFL, man. Everybody's banged up. The poor Ravens have nobody.
Right.
They didn't have anybody when the season started. And they were
backup QB even.
They were rocking the boat. But now they're coming down to earth. We're starting to see the smoke through the clouds, as they say, or whatever. But their season ended yesterday. And I think they know that. Stefanski came out and killed their kicker, McLaughlin, who's garbage. I've said that a million times. Guy can't kick a 48-yard field goal on, like, right before halftime. That wins the game. Look at the score. That wins the game. So they fought hard with a third-string quarterback. And they came up short because of bullshit and COVID. And no coach and no quarterback and all that shit. So the unfortunate side of it is that COVID affects that. But the reality is they're not that good. They're just not that good. And, you know, look, I like Baker Mayfield. I like he's never done a thing to me. But at the same time, I'm rooting for a dog with a broken leg right now. And
right.
I said it last week. Aaron Rodgers last week when I talked on this pod was 10 touchdowns, zero picks. After last week's game, he's now 13 touchdowns with zero picks.
Right.
He's the most accurate gunfighter in the world. And
he's having a sick year. Yeah.
I couldn't agree more, man. That shit is history.
All right. Well,
I agree.
First of all, I compliment you. It takes a big man to admit that you've fallen out of love slightly with Baker.
It's just sadness. It's just, I have empathy and it's sadness and it's reality and I'm embracing it.
Okay. Fair enough. I like it. Green Bay Packers, 9 toes. Lock it up.
Okay, Justin, can Big Ben in his final trip, most likely to KC, pull another rabbit out of his hat against KC? COVID has hit Kansas City. No Ty Hill, probably no Kelsey. Is this going to be an issue for the Chiefs in their 7-game win streak?
Again, I'm not going to get all, I think this, you know, sure. Because I don't know. Let's just have fun. Ty Hill and Travis Kelce are the Kansas City Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Period. It used to be a Mahomes show and whoever could get the, you know, get
Sammy
the honor.
Watkins
yeah, whoever and, could yeah. get the honor of getting the ball thrown to him mm-hmm. was like lucky. Sure. It's a Ty Hill show. Travis Kelce went ballistic.
Mental.
Dude, almost 200 yards with a game-winning overtime touchdown. That dude has no fear.
He's a baller.
They probably drank a few Bud Lights. They probably partied a little too hard. They probably screamed and spit on each other and didn't wear their masks. And now they're both in COVID protocol. What Kansas City has been doing lately in this 7-game winning streak, as they've been running a little more and Patrick Mahomes has been taking what he can get, he's going to have to do that this week. There's going to be a healthy dose of Hilaire. The problem with Pittsburgh is they have given up a top 10 rusher. Like in the week, in the last five games that they've played, they've given up a top 10 rusher. So Hilaire should have Williams. They should have their fun. But dude, the Tyhill Kelce is such a third down, first down. You need that dude. If they're third and seven, I don't know what they're going to do. Pittsburgh played very well last week against Tennessee. They had four turnovers. They played like shit against Minnesota the week before and still almost won the game.
Right.
They've got to like not give up those third and sixes. Hang in there. I think that I'm not saying KC will lose, but I think that this is a coverable spread spot here for Pitt. And this with Cleveland's woes, and they're about a game with the tie, like a game and a half past Cincy. I think Pittsburgh knows that this is their season. And I know those are your boys, and I don't have to twist your arm. I think KC wins this game. They're at home. Mm-hmm. Even when they fall behind, they find a way to battle back when they're in KC. The fans are crazy. I think this is do or die for Tomlin in the pit. I don't know if they're going to win. I hope they do. Make the season a little more exciting. I think they cover. What do you think?
Wow. You're full of surprises tonight. And I
COVID
dig that.
It's crazy.
Also, Casey put their kicker, who's really good, Drucker.
Butker.
Butker, sorry.
He's out.
He's on COVID now, too. So
the
only kicker
that actually makes field goals in the NFL today, Casey Allen's winner.
And the one thing about KC that even when they're healthy, they never score a ton in the first half. They kind of like sleepwalk through the first half and then they turn on the Jets. Perhaps Pittsburgh, and again, in a desperate situation, you know, keeps it close. Maybe they, I agree with you, they probably don't win this game, but they probably don't lose. But what is the spread right now? 9?
Yeah, but dude, Pittsburgh was down 13-3 at halftime.
The spread's up to 10 right now.
Right. But the Steelers
a lot of points to give to the Steelers.
The Steelers were down 13-3 at halftime last
week.
They were
down 10-0.
They won the game 19-13. They gave up zero at halftime. So maybe they do fall behind, but that's just that's an attribute to Tomlin in adjustments, halftime adjustments. And dude, come on. Andy Reid is no joke. The guy's a Hall of Fame coach. I'm not saying him and Bieniemy are going to get outcoached here. But I think they can keep it close. 10 points? Hell yeah, I think they can keep it close.
I like your handicap. Why wouldn't you take 10 points with the Steelers? Come on.
I'll take it. So, dude, give me Big Ben and his burger and give me the terrible towel in the last hurrah, the ride into the sunset, and lock that shit up.
Okay, Jason, the Superchargers are heading into Houston to face the 3-11 Texans. Do they even need to play this game or the or will the Chargers put a beat down on that?
I don't think they do need to play this game.
Is
just
it a waste
wave
of
the
time?
White towel. Didn't they do that in the South? Like when the Civil War was over?
Wave the white towel.
Wave
surrender.
That towel, Houston.
That's hilarious, T. First of all, can we talk about the fact that the powder blue Chargers uniforms are
sick.
some of the freshest
sick.
In the I mean,
are you being serious?
No, dead serious.
Dead
interesting.
Serious.
And they have a royal blue on blue that's pretty sick too. No
sick.
Doubt. I'm glad you brought that up.
This is an easy handicap for me. We're buying low on the Chargers because they lost that heartbreaker to KC last week in overtime, and
we're
selling high on Houston because they beat the Jags. They were getting 5.5 in Jacksonville. Davis Mills has played well for the Houston, but they're the Texans. And again, the theme of the show, Brandon Cooks, their best player, he's out with COVID. Yep. So I don't know who Davis Mills is throwing to, but the Chargers, when they win big. If you look at who they played this year, they tend to blow teams out. I think, again, Chargers motivated, coming off a loss. Justin Herbert's going to be throwing the ball everywhere. Houston has no answer. Let's not overthink it. Once again, take the powder blue bolts. Go with the Chargers. Jay, what do you think?
Dude, I agree. And I think that also, you know, to the note of that KC game, we are going to be blessed to see Herbert and Mahomes for probably the next 10 years going heads to bed. And it doesn't matter what teams they have. It doesn't matter if Kelsey retires. It doesn't matter if, you know, Keenan Allen is not there. It doesn't matter if Eckler's not there. It doesn't matter about any of that. These two dudes are the future of the NFL at the core. This is Marino and Manning. This is like, that was exciting to watch, number one. Now you parlay that with the fact that they lost that game. They had three chances on the 1 yard line. Dude, run the ball in, Pete Carroll. Like, that's a Pete Carroll thing from the Super Bowl. I know Pete Carroll's not the coach, but Staley. Pete Carroll did that in the Super Bowl. He didn't give it to the fucking man. He threw the ball. He lost the Super Bowl. Run the football. It's a walk-in touchdown. Three times. They could have beat the Chiefs. They're pissed. They're 8-6. They're probably not going to win their division. They know that, but they got to get that wild card. And Houston's a beating post, and they're going to get beat down.
I think so.
So it's just a pleasure to watch Herbert play. And I'm excited about the future of the NFL because you got some Burrows and some Trevor Lawrence. If he gets a good coach and gets some guys around him, you got the Herberts of the world. You got some young talent out there. So I'm excited about it. Taysom Hill.
Can we just address that?
Why do you have to? Like, are you my friend or not?
She just put coal in your stocking, dude.
Why?
Taysom Hill? No. Oh. It's over.
Russell Wilson's going to the
Russell
Saints.
Russell Wilson, exactly. Yeah,
come on.
Really?
So, dude, I couldn't agree more. I think that you got to love that spot. And the other thing with the Jets, like, their coach is out. There's a lot of COVID things to think about, and we're not going to handicap those games. You and I talked yesterday about not, like, talking about just, like, these four games, but talking about a lot that's going on. And all I can say is, from what we witnessed last week, be careful. But I like your handicap.
Be careful.
All right.
Cool.
Let's go with the LA, not the San Diego.
San Diego. No. Superchargers. Oh, they'll always be the San
and
Diego fucking Chargers.
Lock it up.
It's teaser time. Two teams, one bet, six full points. So tasty.
All right. We continue to be on fuego. Cue the graphic. In our teaser
fire
section. This pod is on fire. last week, we told you to take
Miami
and tease it to the Eagles.
Correct.
Okay. See, maybe I have a little Mexican siesta happening in my brain right now.
You got the Montezuma.
And that was a winner. So here we go again. Let's pick another winner. There's a lot of fun games on the table. Do you have anything in mind, Jay, for this week? I think right off the bat, I mean, I'll take the Chargers down to 4. I might take the Denver Broncos up to 7.
Stop. Listen.
Well, you don't like Drew Lock?
I don't care. What I don't like is that every week, if it's not Teddy Two Shits, it's the fucking Steelers.
Denver.
There's a lot of games on the schedule there, JJ.
There's only two teams in the NFL, Pittsburgh and Denver. Okay.
I got to tell you, I wish that the Titans and 49ers did not play tomorrow night because I love the Titans and I will break out the banjos.
I agree with that. I think they're in a good spot in that game.
But I can't. Jared Goff has COVID.
Right.
Goff has COVID.
Okay.
Did the Lions win last week?
They sure did. They stomped Arizona.
Are they going to win this week?
Stomped my survivor.
Yeah, they stomped all. It was a massacre last week.
Right.
It was a bloodbath.
I know where you're going on this, and I like what you're doing.
By the way, my cousin Mark Chick, I hope there's coal in your stocking, and Merry Christmas to you too. He texted me, bad week for the pod.
Uh-oh.
Bad week for the pod.
Why is he a hater?
No, he's not a hater. He's just like, you guys suck.
Oh, that's a hater
and
to me.
At some point, you might want to pick some winners, but you know what?
Can choose your friends, bro.
Start your own show and pick winners better. I don't know.
Whoa.
That's a lot.
I like it.
I'm mad about that. And I'll talk to Mark Chick about that later. Anyway, I like the Falcons.
Tease just the Falcons down. Get them to getting
plus a half
a point
or whatever the hell it is, mm-hmm. and then give me the Packers.
Oh sure, yeah, okay.
Should we do a Christmas special though? Should we do like a crazy four teamer? Not two teasers.
Do it. Like one teaser with four teams.
Yeah, like a Christmas 4-1 special.
Here we go. Call it out. Atlanta plus a half. Green Bay minus 1.5. You know you love them Chargers against Houston minus 4.
And you know you love those Rams plus 3.
Rams plus a field goal. I'll ride with the Rams.
All the COVID woes will be over. It'll all be over.
Cooper Kupp's on a mission.
Let me tell you something. You know what's funny? No one's mentioning this, and I'm going to mention it right now. Cooper Kupp is 330 some odd yards away from Calvin Johnson for the most receiving yards by a wide receiver in NFL history. And he's going to get it, by the way. Do you know who threw the ball to Calvin Johnson? Matthew Stafford.
Mm.
I've heard a lot on ESPN, and I don't know. I don't have a job on ESPN. I get that. I should, but I don't. But no one has mentioned that KJ's record, or CJ's record, I'm sorry, KJ, Calvin, CJ, his record was all those bombs were caught by or thrown by Matt Stafford.
Wow.
And so Cooper Kupp is in good company. I think he's going to break the record. I think he's going to win the Triple Crown. He's going to have the most touchdowns, the most receptions, and the most yards, which is hard to do.
His beard game is on point.
Eastern Washington, bro. Third round draft pick.
Eastern Washington. Yep.
Pretty impressive. And MVP, Jonathan Taylor. I mean, there's some things. Obviously, those guys don't win the MVP, but if that guy catches over 2,000 yards, you might want to think about it. I think Tom Brady took a little shit last week against the Saints. Mm-hmm. That was a hiccup for his MVP. Rodgers is rolling, but then again, Rodgers had a hiccup in week one against the Saints when he took a shit. So it's what they remember last, but a running back hasn't won, or any other position hasn't won the MVP since Adrian Peterson in like 2012. So I don't think Kupp will win it, but I think he should. I think he could. But I think like that's it. Great 14 teasers.
Did you see Sony Michel? Also, like the Rams are running on fools right now.
I like that guy. I think Belichick didn't utilize him.
Yep. All right.
So what are the teams or what are the teasers?
Christmas special. And we should find out.
Four team special.
Four teaser. I think that pays more than 10-1, maybe even. We got to find out. All right. Anyway, regardless, if you play our teasers and this hits, you're going to have a very Merry Christmas. We're going with the Atlanta Falcons plus a half a point, Green Bay Packers minus 1.5, LA Chargers minus 4, LA Rams plus 3.
Our 4-team teaser, 6-point teaser pays 3-1.
Okay, so not as lofty.
That's lofty. I'll
but
take
better,
it.
Better than 1-1.
It's better than the picks we gave you last week straight up.
Yeah,
so
let's
if
go.
we can win you a teaser, at least let us do that. Tough week. But
hey.
We're having fun. I never said I was Jimmy the Greek.
Well, let's lock that up.
T, we had a tough week of Survivor.
Who would have thought that?
You know what? I was on Arizona also. Who would have thought that they would lose by 18 points in Detroit?
That's Survivor though, right? Like, she's like, I got them in my pocket. Saving them.
That was almost
and that's when they get you.
The luckiest of locks.
That's when they get you.
That's a layup. That's Bill Buckner letting the ground ball just go right through his, like, there's just no logic defies everything. But I feel like a little Christmas rebound.
Yeah.
What do you got for us this week?
Drum roll.
Little drummer boy.
There you go. Hey, Merry Christmas. Green Bay Packers.
Hell yes. We love them and we hate them.
Just for this week, it's too much for the Browns. The Browns are still battling all these COVID issues that keep coming in and out. I'm sure we'll find out more in the next couple days as well. I don't think that there's any competition for Aaron Rodgers, as much as that pains me to say that. I felt pretty good last week, but I feel pretty good this week too. So who knows how it'll end up, but I think it's pretty much a lock. Green Bay Packers.
Love it.
Yeah. I think you cue the funeral march here. taps, whatever you got. I think, like I said, the Browns, they're finished. They're toast. They're barbecue.
Finito.
That's a great pick. We all like the pack this week. Are you ready to lock it up?
I'm going to lock up the Green Bay Packers.
I'm going to lock it up.
All right, here's something fun. It's a first time on the pod. Just for the holidays. This is the future of sports betting standing right behind me. As you can clearly see, we're in Mexico on vacation. I got my nephews behind me. I got my son over here. And they're going to make their Super Bowl predictions. Here we go.
Hold on. Let me get a pen.
Yeah, let's get a pen. Okay, we're going to write these down.
Let's write these down.
Okay.
And when they come true, you'll know
the future.
Most of these kids who haven't even hit puberty yet are better handicappers than you.
All right,
here we go. First up the bat is my nephew, Vince. Who do you like in the Super Bowl this year?
I think it's going to be the Chiefs and the Rams.
All right.
Do you have a score in mind for that?
I think it's the Chiefs are going to win 37-24.
Wow.
You heard it here first. Vince says Chiefs in a blowout.
61. he set the over-under at 61. I like it.
That's a pretty exciting game on the scoreboard. So I like that.
It, Vince.
Excellent. Okay, here we go. Next up to bat, my nephew Henry wearing his Rams jersey.
Cooper Kupp.
Cooper Kupp. All right, Henry. Who's going to win the Super Bowl this year, and what are the two teams that are going to be in the game?
Okay, I think it's going to be Green Bay Packers versus Tennessee Titans.
Wow.
Green Bay is going to win 22, Titans 12. But it all depends if Derrick Henry's back. If he comes back, then it's probably going to be a close game.
Wow.
I like that.
Did you hear that sharp handicap?
Jeez.
Take that straight to the window.
He's coming
and cash
back in week
ticket.
18, baby.
I love that
handicap.
Excellent handicap. Okay, here we go. Cash, my other nephew Cash, who's going to be in the Super Bowl this year? What two teams and who's going to win? What is the score, Cash?
I think the Bucs are going against the Patriots. I think the Patriots are going to beat them 21-14.
21-14.
I just think there's going to be tension between Tom Brady and his old coach, Bill Belichick.
I like that rival. That's very exciting.
Did you hear that expert analysis?
What? He's calling for the rematch.
These kids are...
Oh, my gosh.
These kids are sharp. Okay.
Sharp.
Sharp.
My son, Mickey, who is going to be in the Super Bowl this year? Which two teams and what will the score be?
Thank you for having me. I like to say Broncos and Rams. And I think Broncos win by 3.
Wow.
You heard it.
Do you have does he have a scoreboard? Does he have
said 3? No, he
said win by 3. Okay.
Broncos by a field goal. Clearly he's an offspring of mine because he likes the Orange Crush.
He likes the Teddy Two Shits.
All right. Merry Christmas, everyone. This is the future of sports betting America. Happy holidays.
Yay!
Thank you guys. Okay, let's recap. On tonight's pod, Justin says, take the Bills against the Pat. Pats take the Steelers in KC. I say take Green Bay Packers and the LA Chargers if you want to cash your tickets. We gave out a very special holiday 4-team teaser. Atlanta, plus a half a point. Green Bay, minus 1.5. LA Chargers, minus 4. LA Rams, plus 3. T's can't miss survivor pick is the Green Bay Packers.
Yes, sir. And don't forget to follow us on our socials. Obviously, here, if you're seeing our faces on YouTube at Friday Night Locks.
Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe. And Instagram, Facebook. I can't take it seriously with this mask. Instagram and Facebook at Friday Night Locks and Twitter at Friday Night Locks as well. So you'll see our picks on every Saturday. We put up our circa picks. And catch on our latest clips that we post and up-to-date news and try and stop in and say hi.
Check out our clips.
And let me be the first to say congratulations to the both of you. We're very excited about the new addition, whether it's Lamar or Baker. Either way, it's a very, very special time in your life. Feliz Navidad.
Thank you. Cheers, guys, and enjoy the rest of your trip.
Merry Christmas,
Merry
guys.
Christmas,
and
everybody.
If we can get you anything besides coal in your stocking, hopefully we can get you some winners here. So Merry, Merry Christmas. Beat the book.
Beat the
and
book.
We'll see you next year.
Cheers, everybody. Bye.
Thank you for supporting Friday Night Locks by clicking the like and subscribe button and leaving us a review. Thanks again for tuning in, and see you all next week. Good luck at the book.